The initial cleanup is done, and now the long-term recovery begins for Revere following Monday's tornado. Today in Revere, representatives from the Federal Small Business Administration tour the town to see which businesses they can help with low-interest loans for storm damage. Last night, the mayor of Revere convened a town meeting to answer residents' questions as many wait to get back into their homes. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
The tornado cut a swath 2 miles long and 3/8 of a mile wide through Revere. But this is not the kind of catastrophic damage wreaked on the central Massachusetts town of Munson 3 years ago. As you go down Broadway, at first, things appear to be normal. The streets are cleaned up, the buildings are standing, but then you notice the scars.
And one house just across the street from City Hall has blue tarp. Obviously, problems with the roof there. Beautiful old federal house.
Many of the windows at City Hall are boarded up. And not far away, the roof of a large yellow building is mangled. The building belongs to Eric Ferland, who was at last night's meeting. He's got the roof secured. He's living with friends.
Obviously, it's unsafe, so everybody had to move out. So now I'm just trying to get aid for my tenants.
He's been told that if a fire had devastated the building, insurance would pay for his tenants' relocation. But because it was a tornado, there is no help. Joel Miranda says his house is also uninhabitable.
Technically, we're not even allowed to go in. And, you know, we have all of our valuables there, all of our clothes. We bought the house 6 years ago. We put everything into it, literally. So at the moment, we're hovering around the house during the day to make sure no one gets in, gets through. But we've got to leave it at night. Luckily, we have neighbors who sometimes look out the window.
His roof is in my yard.
Yeah, that's right.
That's no kidding.
The storm peeled off the roof like a banana.
He's staying with in-laws in Brockton, at least an hour's drive away. And he's been told he may not be able to get into his house for another 4 to 6 months. It's a two-family, and his brother and his best friend are his tenants. His insurance does not cover their relocation costs either.
You know, our insurance company hasn't been as responsive as we would have liked, and they're actually not coming out until the end of the week.
The Red Cross says it's assisting about 100 people, but only a few with housing. Most people who can't stay in their own homes are staying with friends. Fire inspectors have documented damage to about 65 houses. Mayor Dan Rizzo says his city probably won't meet federal guidelines for aid from FEMA, but he hopes the state will provide emergency funds. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.